Outside the roller rink in Taunton, you can feel the bass bumping in your gut. Inside, it smells like pizza and polyurethane. There's a disco ball over the floor, and below, people of all ages are skating. Some are flying, some are twirling, some stumbling, and at the center of it all is Forrest Welling.
Please, don't sit on the wall. Don't sit on the wall, please.
Forrest is the owner of this place. He's a silver-haired spitfire. He's directing a limbo tournament, he's making announcements over the PA, and he's picking candy wrappers off the floor. It's his way of making sure every corner of this rink is immaculate, a perfectly tuned retro Neverland. And it seems to be working. He was made for this.
There's many a people in life know what they're going to do, and they follow their dreams.
As rinks across America have been shuttering their doors, people have been flocking to Forrest's. But he doesn't just own the rink. It's everything to him, and his whole life has led to this place. It all started when he was a kid. Forrest grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania. His brothers always hung out at the local rink.
One Friday night, my brothers took me down there at 5 years old. Put the skates on, fell in love.
From then on, every chance he got, he'd go to the roller rink.
Ah, you would smell the wood. And that's when you know you was in a skating rink.
By age 10, Forrest decided he'd have his own rink someday. But it'd be years before he could afford one. In the meantime, he skated obsessively and in competitions. One time, he says, he skated in a multi-day marathon.
They had a contest where you skated 80 straight hours. And then at the end of it, we had to race. And on my last lap, one of my wheels fell off. Kept on racing.
Forrest got married twice. Both weddings were at the roller rink.
She had a wedding dress with skates on.
Both marriages also ended in divorce. Partially, Forrest says, because of his skating addiction. In his 40s, the sacrifices paid off. He finally bought his own rink. And right away, he wanted it to be not just a place people skate. He wanted to build a community, a haven.
When the kids come in here, I'll make them welcome. This is a safe place. It's not like at your house when you're seeing your parents drunk or doing other stuff, which I hear it a lot. I got at least 30 people that I know that calls me dad. And so I'm here in this community to show the kids that there's good in their life.
The rink feels a bit like the island of misfit toys. He's got these kids, but then he's got these elderly friends who come by every week for what's called senior skate. And these skaters go all out. Men in track suits, women in sequined skirts, and most of them skate no matter how old they get. Maggie's a regular.
When I finally became old enough to go to a skating rink and learn to skate, my mother wouldn't let me go because she said all the dirty girls go there. My husband passed away, unfortunately, when I was 55. You know, I wallowed around in that for a while, but then I said, I've got to do something to take me out of this. And that's when I started skating.
Every week at Senior Skate, Forrest faces a jarring reality. Someday, he'll be one of those senior skaters too. He doesn't like to admit it, but aging is on his mind. Skating has been his one constant, through deaths, divorces, family estrangements. And I ask him what his life will look like once he can't skate anymore.
Oh, that's going to be scary, because I know around 80 years old, I want me to stop skating probably. You just lose your balance. Once you lose your balance, you're done. And I see it here all the time. And that's the sad part about skating.
It's not something Forrest talks about every day. He'd rather focus on who's in front of him than what's ahead. And that's what he does here. At the roller rink, something happens to the way that hours pass. Inside, it feels timeless. There are no windows. There are no clocks on the wall. The only hands that matter are outstretched for balance or holding a loved one. All of his skaters roll counterclockwise, against time.
It will keep you young. That's the magic.
And as long as Forrest keeps rolling, you'll know exactly where to find him. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Robin Miniter.